3-judge panel ruled that a man and a woman who challenged the property and sales taxes passed to support the downtown streetcar system waited too long to file. Bob Henderson was an attorney on the city's side.
Court of Appeals said that when there are hearings that are put in place for this type of transportation district to be established, any complaints or constitutional complaints should be raised at that time.
The plaintiffs have another week and a half to decide whether to appeal the ruling. Ford began a promised third shift at its Clay Como plant, bringing the total number of UAW jobs to about 4,500. Plant manager Dan Jawiski had this comment some time back when the hiring began.
Ford Motor Company has had a history of over 100 years in the Kansas City area. As a matter of fact, Henry Ford himself chose the Kansas City area as the first assembly plant outside of Detroit.
Ford has invested over $1 billion in the Clay Como plant since 2011. Development in the field of medicine was on the mind of Jackson County leaders, proposing a 1/2-cent sales tax to pump $40 million a year into Children's Mercy and St. Luke's hospitals and UMKC medical research. UMKC Chancellor Leo Morton was among the enthusiastic.
We can make this region not just one of a handful of communities in the United States, but in reality in the world, where a critical mass of talent, resources, and opportunity establishes us as a contender for attracting the best and the brightest clinicians, scientists, and entrepreneurs in the medical field.
There would be collaboration with the KU Medical Center, but not direct tax support. Governor Sam Brownback signed the formal proclamation to convene a special session of the Kansas legislature.
You've got a series of people that are being prosecuted right now that will slip through without having the option of a hard 50 if we don't do this.
A committee will convene on August 29th and hopefully have the state's hard 50 sentencing law rewritten for the full assembly's convocation on September 3rd. The hard 50 law was rendered partly unconstitutional by a recent U.S. Supreme Court decision. Governor Brownback declined to say exactly when he will name his final candidate for a vacancy on a state appeals court. Senate Democrats had asked for a nomination this week to allow more time to vet the nominee, but Brownback said he needed more vetting time himself.
I don't have a date I can announce to you right now, but we want to get it out there and plenty of time for people to look the nominee over.
Brownback chose not to get involved in the matter of 12,000 Kansans whose voter registration is in suspense, most of them because of a computer problem. He said solving that was up to the Secretary of State. South Central Missouri and Southern Kansas struggled with flood conditions and resulting road closures in some areas. Missouri U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill lamented that the federal disaster aid stream, though, was running dry due to budget cuts and sequestration.
It is very worrisome to me that we're not going to have any resources available to help people in times of flooding or natural disaster.
Floodwaters closed a section of I-44 in south central Missouri for a time midweek, and at least 2 Missourians died when swept away in the flooding. This is KCUR.